All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favaro podcast. I'm Dr. Kavarga. This episode will be reviewing The Sword and the Stone, which is a 1963 American animated musical fantasy comedy film. It's produced by Walt Disney Productions, released by Buena Vista Distribution. It is the 18th Disney animated feature film. The film is based on a novel of the same name, which was first published in 1938. So let me go into this. It's directed by Wolfgang Reitherman. And it stars Ricky Sorensen, Carl Swinson, Junius Matthews, Sebastian Cabot, Norman Alban, and Martha Wentworth. All right, so let me go on this. The King of England, Uther Pendragon, dies, leaving no heir to the throne, and England threatened to be torn apart by war. Miraculously, the Sword and the Stone appears inside an anvil in London. The inscription proclaims that whoever removes it will be the new king. No one succeeds in removing the sword, which becomes forgotten, leaving England in the Dark Ages. Years later, a 12-year-old orphan named Arthur, commonly called Wart, accidentally causes his older foster brother, Kay, to launch his arrow into the forest while hunting a deer. In searching in the woods for the arrow, Arthur meets Merlin, an elderly wizard who is talking to his pet owl, Archimedes. Seeing great potential in the boy, Merlin declares himself Arthur's tutor and returns the boy to his home, a castle run by Sir Ector, Arthur's foster father. Ector's friend and advisor, Sir Pellinore, arrives with the news that the annual jousting tournament will be held in London and the winner will be crowned king. Victor decides to put Kay through serious training for the tournament and appoints Arthur as Kay's squire. In order to educate Arthur, which will consist of reading, science, and magical transformations, Merlin transforms the boy and himself into fish to swim in the castle moat in order to learn about physics. More importantly, for Arthur to rely upon intellect in facing dangerous situations. Merlin transforms Arthur and himself into tree squirrels to learn about gravity and to understand to think before acting. After the latter lesson, though, Arthur's severely punished by Ector for having a position of squire given to someone else after an incident in the kitchen, which he and his son discovered while his adopted son was away with Merlin. Later, Merlin's knowledge of the future history confuses Arthur, prompting Merlin to appoint Archimedes as Arthur's teacher. Merlin transforms Arthur into a sparrow, and Archimedes teaches him how to fly. In the lesson, Arthur meets Madame Mim, an eccentric evil witch who is Merlin's nemesis. Merlin arrives to rescue Arthur and is challenged in a battle of animal transformations. Despite Mim transforming into a dragon, Merlin outsmarts her by becoming a bacterium, causing her to fall ill. This finally proves to Arthur that knowledge can be more important than strength. Kay is knighted, and Arthur begins his service as Kay's squire after the latter substitute squire contracts the mumps. This causes a falling out between Arthur and Merlin, who is frustrated that Arthur still finds war games more fun than academics, unintentionally transports himself into 20th century Bermuda. On the day of the tournament, Arthur realizes that you left Kay's sword at the inn, which is now closed for the tournament. Arthur sees a sword and a stone nearby, and the churchyard removes it almost effortlessly, unknowingly fulfilling the prophecy. Arthur returns with the sword. Ector, Pellinore, and another knight, Sir Bart, recognize it, and the tournament is halted. Ector places the sword back in its anvil, demanding Arthur prove that he pulled it out. Others attempt to remove the sword and cannot. Arthur once again removes the sword, proving that he is indeed England's new king, earning Ector and Kay's respect. Arthur, crowned king, feeling unprepared for the responsibility of ruling, calls out Merlin for help, who returns to reassure him and is elated Arthur is the king that he saw in the future. Merlin tells Arthur that he will go on to lead the Knights of the Round Table, accomplishing many great feats and becoming one of the most famous figures in history and even the subject of motion pictures. Pretty good movie. That was pretty good. It's one of the better Disney ones, and I think it's one of the more underrated Disney ones, too. Peace of Peeps, have a good one, Ken's podcast, Corner Center, myself, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan, and producer King Kyle. Peace of Peeps, have